Welcome to season 14 of Digital Learning Radio. We are officially back. I'm Laura, and I am stoked that we're launching another season of the Inspired to Learn series of the podcast. I'm also stoked to be joined by my spectacular co-host, Catherine.
Hello.
And as we begin this new season, we're excited to continue our learning journeys and our theme, Inspired to Learn. We're always learning and always gaining new inspiration. So this season, once again, we'll be diving into reflective conversations to share the things that are inspiring us on our ongoing story of learning. So hello and welcome back to our returning listeners and to any new listeners. Welcome. We are so glad you're here. We're starting the season strong with a share from Catherine, and I am ready to hear all about what's been inspiring her.
Hooray! It is so good to be back in this space and on the lookout for great shares of learning and inspiration to bring to the podcast each week. I am so excited to begin another season of learning, sharing, and reflecting, and I look forward to this time each week.
Oh, me too. And I've really missed this during our summertime podcast hiatus, and I am ready for season 14.
Well, just like our previous seasons, we'll use a reflective conversation protocol to guide us. For each episode's inspired topic, we'll consider what, so what, and now what as we share. Each week, the person sharing will tell us what it is that's inspiring them to learn, and then they'll share so what about the topic that's important and inspiring to them. Finally, we'll wrap up the conversation with now what and next steps for how they plan to use what they've shared.
Man, the more I use this protocol, the more I love it. I've really started to incorporate using it in more and more of the meetings or sessions that I design. And it's that now what next piece that is the most magical for me.
Same as me. And I love having you as my accountability partner for those now what pieces. So before I dive in to share what's inspiring me this week, I'd love to hear from you too. So Laura, tell us about a quick win that's inspiring you this week.
Okay, this is a quick win that has actually inspired me all summer long, and it's my favorite group attention getter. It's a website called tacospin.com. It is a very basic website that shows a large taco on a white background that spins around and has a counter that counts the number of times the taco spins. There's sound that you can toggle on or off, and it's the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun on repeat forever. And people love tacospin.com. I love tacospin.com. It's so simple and silly, and I love to send people into a group task with or without a timer embedded in the slides and then tell them to be sure to come back whole group when they see a taco. And the first time I say it, people are like, a taco? But it works, and it works without explanation almost every time. I got to facilitate some pretty big PD sessions this summer, and it really is a quick and effective way to get, you know, like 75 people back from a discussion or activity. I also like to use the counter and say, you know, hey, that was great. Next time, let's see if we can finish our discussion in only 20 tacos or 10 tacos or, you know, whatever you want to do there. So if you're looking for something quick and a little catchier than everyone raise your hand or do some sort of a chant thing, which is not really my style, I would definitely recommend tacospin.com.
Well, Laura, this is such a playful, delightful find and share. I love the silliness to break up the session. And I needed to hear your prompt just to come back when you see a taco, because I've tried using it without that prompt, and it's taken more like 35 tacos before people come back. But whenever I have people who have been in your sessions, they know exactly what that means, and they can like get everyone quiet and on task. Yeah. So fantastic share. I love it.
Hooray. Well, all right, Catherine, I'm ready to turn it over to you now and hear about your inspiration for the week as I invite you to consider the what, so what, and now what of your share. So let's hear it. What is inspiring you to learn this week?
Today, I'm returning to ideas from Michael Bungay Stanier, affectionately known as MBS, who I named as my favorite thought leader in 2022.
Hooray!
He has a new book called How to Work with (parentheses) Almost Anyone, which includes a process called a Keystone Conversation. So I cannot wait to discuss how the ideas from this book are inspiring me, and especially right now, Laura.
I love this. I, spoiler alert, have started reading this book. I can't wait to hear your insights and what you have to say. So let's do it. Let's pull up that famous timer. And in 60 seconds or less, give us the gist. Tell us about how to work with almost anyone.
Okay. The full title of Michael Bungay Stanier's newest book is How to Work with Almost Anyone, 5 Questions for Building the Best Possible Relationships. The first sentences on the inside of the book cover say, the quality of your working relationships determines your success and your happiness. Stop leaving it to chance and start building the best. He says that working relationships, or any relationship for that matter, can turn into disappointment, but it doesn't always need to be like this. MBS created a process to develop the best possible relationship, or BPR, with the goal of building relationships that are safe, vital, and repairable. At the core of building best possible relationships is a keystone conversation, which is a brave, vulnerable discussion with another person where you each respond to 5 questions, which I'll share in today's discussion. Oh, perfect timing.
Okay, that was perfect. Well done. And I'm already feeling excited. I love these words, safe, vital, repairable. I like the BPR, best possible relationship. So I cannot wait to hear more. Let's dive deeper and have you tell us more and answer so what about how to work with almost anyone is inspiring you to learn.
If you're a longtime listener, you might remember when Laura introduced us to Michael Bungay Stanier's work with the 7 Essential Coaching Questions episode, which was about a year ago.
Wow.
So I'm so grateful for that introduction, Laura, because I have since devoured MBS's work. I've been part of book clubs about the coaching habit and the advice trap. His 2022 book was How to Begin, and I took his online course connected to that book. And then last spring, we recorded a shared episode about his process of creating a worthy goal. Mm-hmm. And during that episode, I announced I had already pre-ordered this book, How to Work with Almost Anyone. So it's really no surprise that it's my first learning inspiration for this season of the podcast. Like his other books, the ideas are powerful and brilliant, but presented in a succinct and thoughtful and warm manner. Mm-hmm. The book is delightful to read with storytelling and reflection prompts and space to respond in the book and some quirkiness and playfulness and then opportunities to dive deeper. And since we're both reflective and we're both fans of MBS, I knew discussing more of his work would be wonderful for us. But as we started planning for this episode, it became even more relevant because we've recently participated in a job reorg and we're now on the same work team with bosses we don't know. So building the best possible relationship is truly on my mind right now.
What impeccable timing. And I now remember why I started reading this book already. Anytime you give me just a little bit of a blurb, I'm like, man, I have got to read this and try this as well. And then the perfect timing, like I cannot wait to get deeper in conversation today. So let's start with that BPR, that best possible relationship, a phrase that I love and that kind of piques my interest. I know you mentioned safe, safe, vital, repairable? Talk to us about that. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, sure. And that's another set of words that will live at the top of my mind from now on. Yeah. So safe refers to psychological safety. Mm. And can we be authentic in this relationship and show up as our whole selves? And that also sounds like true belonging. Mm-hmm. Another one of my favorite topics, our favorite topics.
For sure. For sure.
The second one, vital. MBS describes vital as being essential and enlivening. Mm. It's a magical combination of feeling supported and challenged, where you both contribute to work that matters and grow individually. Mm. Whew, isn't that lovely?
That's a tall order, but such a beautiful aspiration.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then finally, repairable. MBS acknowledges that relationships will inevitably have some dents and cracks. So how can we ensure that we'll play an active role in addressing and fixing these stumbles along the way? Mm. So MBS says that by creating relationships that are safe, vital, and repairable can make stronger relationships even stronger, can make hard relationships at least good enough and workable, mm-hmm. and average relationships even better. So I think every human would want that in their professional and personal life, right?
Yeah, I love that you say that, because I was just about to say, I feel like everyone I know and just everyone should read this. So we have that shared vocabulary, you know, mm-hmm. that is so powerful as well. So, okay, well, I'm getting excited. I definitely see the relevance, and I'm hanging out with this word again, vital, to be mm-hmm. essential and enlivening. Mm-hmm. I love that. So mm-hmm. I know the byline of the book talks about these five questions. So let's get into these details. Talk to us more about Keystone Conversations. Give us the info on it, and then maybe we can look at those five questions.
Okay. So to start with why, in a Keystone Conversation, MBS says that first, a Keystone Conversation provides a shared responsibility. Both parties must work to keep up this BPR. Next, once you have that initial Keystone Conversation, it gives you permission to talk about your working relationship. Mm. And it gives you some common language as entry points into new conversations. Now, Laura, we've talked so many times on this sure. podcast about the importance and nuance of common vocabulary. And so I am really struck by this part of that mm-hmm. why for a Keystone Conversation.
Yeah.
And then finally, the humanity side mm-hmm. of all of it. Participating in a Keystone Conversation will provide a better understanding of your teammate, which of course builds empathy. Mm-hmm. MBS also talks about the importance of maintenance, and that a Keystone Conversation isn't just a one-time thing, but something you return to and check up on the health of the relationship. So again, yes, doesn't this sound awesome for every human?
Yes.
Sign me up. I'll try it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as ever, I'm hearing connections to so many things that have inspired us in the past, and I think mm-hmm. continue to be inspirational, thinking about those connections to belonging and wellness and the importance of that common language and mm-hmm. reflective practice. Like, love all of this rolled up into a nice, since it's MBS, quirky little mm-hmm. little ball. And so let's jump into those five questions that make up that Keystone Conversation.
So of course, MBS has clever names and descriptors for each of the questions.
Of course.
So I'll share them all first, and then we can go into a bit more depth about one. So first is the amplify question, and it is, what's your best? This question is all about amplifying the ways you do good work, or as MBS says, more cowbell.
Perfect. Perfect.
The second question is the steady question, and it's, what are your practices and preferences? Mm. This question is to illuminate and recognize your preferred ways of working. Something else we've also talked a lot about on this podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Next, he has the good date and the bad date questions, which are, what can you learn from successful past relationships and what can you learn from frustrating past relationships? Mm. He says reflecting back on these relationships provides data that can help you do more of what works and avoid what doesn't.
Mm. Beautiful.
And then finally is the repair question, and that is simply, how will you fix it when things go wrong? MBS says that every working relationship will have its rough patches, but when you can have a conversation before disappointments, it's easier to get back on track.
Mm, of course. I love, and you kind of said this earlier, but I love that repair question being part of this conversation because you have that permission to mm-hmm. talk about the working relationship. And so I think that is genius to mm-hmm. have that be part and just have that regular check-in. And so having a conversation before disappointments, ooh, mm-hmm. I love the way that that's just part of it. So I am, again, I'm about halfway through this book. And so it's always helpful. I don't know what it is, but his books are so succinct, but so like magical once you mm-hmm. get into them. And again, like, you know, I'm like really into books right now that give you the opportunity to stop and jot. So I've been writing mm-hmm. in the lines of my book and gives you those guides and reflective questions along the way. So talk to us maybe a little bit about your experience. How does the book itself really just set up that successful keystone mm-hmm. conversation? Because I'll also say I think you shared with me the keystone conversation corresponding handout before I started reading it. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, I get these questions, I think. But then once I started reading it, I was like, okay, this is making more mm-hmm. sense. So tell me if you've had a similar experience mm-hmm. and just kind of thinking about the book itself.
Well, I think that if you are trying to have a keystone conversation with someone who does not have the book, these five mm-hmm. questions are like, okay, I can participate in this conversation. Mm-hmm. But the structure and the way he set up the book really helps you dig into these. Mm-hmm. And so let me share a little bit more about how the book is structured.
Yeah.
So the first section delves into those five questions, and there is one reflection activity, which he calls a core exercise, to help guide your thinking for each question. So one activity per question. Mm-hmm. And that's where he gives you the space in the book to jot your answers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next section is how to have a keystone conversation. And at the end of each of those chapters, MBS has two additional parts. Do this and say this. Mm. Each do this part includes a couple of paragraphs to help navigate the plan for the conversation. And the say this part includes actual sentence stems mm. and phrases and prompts. And MBS says these initial conversations are already pretty weird or awkward or difficult because it's a new way of doing things, which we always like, by the way.
Sure, sure. True, true.
So we need an instruction manual and scripts, and he provides those for us. He even has things like, I see, and just even almost nonverbals, nodding your head, things like that. In addition, at the end of the book, there's a section called Know Your Stuff that provides even more prompts for each of the five questions with more reflections to know yourself even better. So the book, like you said, is short but powerful. And if you stop and do all of these exercises, it will take some time to get through all of it. But I'm really enjoying these reflections. Mm. And this conversation could happen just by knowing those five questions.
Okay, good clarification. Well, you know, I am always down to get a new thoughtful reflection. And so when I saw that there are more exercises at the back, I'm like, I am bookmarking these. I am coming right back to them. I'm going to use them. I'm going to share them. But okay, this is what I was missing. So I need to keep reading this to get to the how to do the thing section, mm-hmm, because that sounds perfect. And I mean, who doesn't love a good sentence stem? And I love that instruction manual and even some scripts versus like, hello, new teammate, here are five questions, which maybe is all they have time for. But I think I need to go through that section. So instead of saying that, I can steal one of his already created prompts. Okay, I'm loving this. Good. Mm-hmm. Things are kind of clicking into place for me. And as ever, this is the time in the podcast where I'm like, let's just pause for a quick few hours. I'm going to keep reading this book and then I'm going to come back. But I know that you are further down the line and you have even maybe spent some time prepping for having a Keystone conversation. So how's that going? What have you done to prep?
I'd like to talk about one of the questions, the good date question, which is, how can you learn from successful past relationships? To start this chapter, MBS says, start by bringing to mind one of your favorite past working relationships. And then for the core exercise, he provides additional questions to help you really delve into why this relationship flourished. What did they do and not do? What did you do and not do? And then what was it about the time and place and context that helped this relationship thrive? So I have enjoyed this part so much. So let me just keep talking and share about this. So I started by making a list of colleagues I've loved working with in the past. And then I just honed in on two people. So shout out Karen and Katie to see if I could discover what these best relationships had in common. So first, Katie and Karen are brilliant and they are learners and they have so much integrity, as in they're responsible and honest and trustworthy. And so thinking back about our values that we have, all of the same values and trustworthiness being a large part of it. They also both value people and they're kind and generous and appreciate the work of others. And so we have that in common. I also realized that we each have slightly different interests and strengths, but we each knew our individual contributions were important for the whole project or work. And then I also discovered and remembered that in each of these best relationships, we co-created something. We had a project or a product, and we also had to work through some very tough situations. And Katie named our challenges our glorious struggles. And so, Laura, I think our working relationship feels the same to me as my relationship with Katie and with Karen. And then when I reflected back on this list, I knew that you're a brilliant learner and trustworthy and responsible and authentic and generous. And in the year that shall not be named, our first glorious struggle was to create this giant emergency remote teaching support system. And I think that's when we discovered that we can design some pretty awesome things together. And this podcast is one of my favorite things, that we each contribute our strengths and we co-create something special. And so I'll go back to what I said about vital and what you reiterated, that it is truly a magical combination of feeling supported and challenged, and we both contribute to the work that matters and growing individually. So let me wipe the tears from my eyes.
Same, same. It's all good.
More best possible relationships, please. And now I know what I want to look for and need in these BPRs.
Oh, Well, I feel lovely. I knew what I wanted to say. I wanted to say, you know, Karen and Katie sound amazing. I love that you have had those working relationships. And then looping me in, like, come on, Catherine, that's amazing. And I love just thinking about this as a practice and a way. I think there is, I'm going to use your word magic. There's some magic here in having conversations with new teammates or new leaders or giving a shared language to a working relationship that already exists. I think it honors, like, I have had a life before being on this team or this project, and a way I think just framed so well, like we're both grinning or like quietly crying and just like feeling those feelings of joy and effectiveness and authenticity in the work that we do. And so I think that that is such a cool way to have a conversation with someone new, or again, to strengthen a working relationship, because we all have those experiences. And so being able to name them and then look for ways to find those commonalities or work toward making this maybe new working relationship one of those best possible relationships. MBS, I see what you've done and I like it. I think it's a great practice and such a better way than like, I like doing this. Here is what works for me, but kind of going through the lens of what has worked or maybe hasn't worked in the past. Ooh, I like it. I see how it could be powerful.
Well, and just a beautiful reflective activity personally, thinking, man, I created some amazing things with Karen and with Katie and with you, Laura, and be proud of that work. And we made it through some hard times and still came out just beautiful on the other end. So it was joyful to think back to those best possible relationships.
I love that. Well, is there anything else that you want to tell us before we wrap up?
Well, first, all of MBS's books may be read in isolation, but when you know some of his work, you see these beautiful connections in all of his books. Plus, it's great for retrieval practice because throughout the book, How to Work with Almost Anyone, he says things like, in the advice trap, I introduced the idea of blah, blah, blah. And so I try to remember, what did he say there? And then go look up that information. So I love these common threads and the way that MBS has created these learning journeys with his books. And then a tiny detail I especially love in setting the stage for the Keystone conversation, MBS mentions the vibe he always strives for is generous, curious, vulnerable, and delighted. Yes. Aren't those all fabulous words? So this summer, I attended my first Learning Forward Academy weekend, and I kept those words nearby in my journal and in a document, and I truly thought they helped me become a better teammate and learner and participant. So if you're not ready to hold a Keystone conversation, I think being generous and curious and vulnerable and delighted are terrific intentions and inspirations.
Ooh, remember my joke of wanting to start an Etsy shop of hand-stitched pillows with all of the words that I want to hang? I think we have to just put the whole transcript of this podcast onto a pillow, because I love all of these words. And I think I'm going to go back, and I love this idea of having them handy as a reminder to be those things and embody those things, to be those best possible relationships, even if you aren't going through the practice of a Keystone conversation. Ooh, I'm feeling good and I'm feeling inspired, Catherine. So check and check. Well, let's bring it all together now and launch some further thinking and some next steps for applying what we share as we consider now what. So, Catherine, now what? What's next for you and some of the ideas from How to Work with Almost Anyone?
First, there is a checklist at the beginning of the book to identify your best possible relationship person. Mm-hmm. And it's the who and why for a keystone conversation, which basically it's everyone. So when I looked through his list, a choice for relationship health was a thing of beauty. And for his section on why does it matter, one choice was, I want to keep a good thing going. So, Laura, I immediately thought of you with these responses.
Hooray.
So we've already chatted about this possibility, but I hope my first official Keystone conversation is with you. So once again, I've tricked you into becoming part of my Now What?
I fall for it every time, but I would be delighted to have a Keystone conversation with you and kind of figure out any of that awkwardness with, yeah, let's keep a good thing going and then think about maybe sharing from there. So sign me up, I'm there.
Okay. Well, in addition, I already was able to share with my friend Karen and now with you all the things I discovered about why I think we've had the best possible relationships. So next, I want to do the same with Katie. She's an administrator in a nearby district, so I hope I can see her in person, but I'll at least email her and maybe make a video and send her a link to this episode.
Man, that is delightful. And I think an amazing next step from, okay, I've gone through this process to think about these good qualities in good relationships. Yeah, telling the person. I'm just grinning right now hearing it. So I love that. Please be sure to do that next step.
Yes, yes. And then for a longer term Now What, one of my retrieval practice moments in this book is when MBS returns to his model about building psychological safety, and that's part of making a best possible relationship safe. He first describes this model in The Coaching Habit, and I have that process on a list of something to maybe discuss on a future podcast episode. But he provides some very tangible ideas and phrases to try that I will admire and acquire for some upcoming PD sessions. But I may not have all of that in place for our next recording, but stay tuned.
Keep us posted. Once again, you've piqued my interest. I'm like, well, I want to know what's on that list too. So that sounds like a plan. We will check back in next week to see how a variety of those things are going. So hooray. We'd also like to extend the invitation to you, dear listener, to share your ongoing story of learning as well. Take a moment to pause and think wherever you're listening from and consider, what have you heard today to spark your interest or inspire further thinking about how to work with almost anyone?
You may also find us online at Dig Learn Radio to continue the conversation and share what's inspiring you this week.
This season, we're dedicated to sharing our learning and the things that are inspiring us. We hope that when we share, the conversation and the ideas will cultivate curiosity and inspire you to explore one of the resources, reflect on a question we've asked, or continue your own learning journey.
We are, as ever, inspired to learn from Gail Allen and her work in the New Pillars of Modern Teaching. She reminds us that when we share, we add a sentence to the story we communicate about ourselves to the world. Let's continue learning, sharing, and transforming. Let's get inspired.